We're going to head to another Olympic city, but we're not going to talk about sports or stadiums. Food writer Steve Dolinsky is in Barcelona, and he's been sampling traditional Spanish dishes every chance he gets. But he texted us the other day to tell us about something a little unusual that he's come across.
It was interesting, Aaron. I was at a great place called Mont Bar near the University of Barcelona. The first thing they bring out, a couple of plates filled with canned seafood.
What?
And I'm like, wait a second. Are you sure it's a nice place? And I do a little more investigating. Sure enough, here in Catalonia, they prize their canned seafood, their preserved seafood. They call it their conserva. And you see it in almost every grocery store. Every high-end place will also have some canned seafood. And there were cockles and mussels and sardines and anchovies, sea urchin. I mean, the list goes on and on. It was unbelievable.
You know, in America, this is sort of the food of last resort, right? Canned sardines or something like that. How can this be?
Because they catch about 90% of the seafood from Galicia, 700 miles across Spain on the northwest corner. Most of the seafood coming from that pristine, abundant region, they process it right there. You'd think they ship it off somewhere or freeze it. No, they process it right there. They pack it into tins, usually with oil or vinegar, or in some cases, like we went to a really great restaurant last night called Bodega 1900, and they were telling us that they have specific recipes they give the fishermen and the processors. When they put these sardines or mussels, what have you, into cans, they want it with a recipe with perhaps some spices or vinegar or olive oil or garlic. And then it just makes its way across the country, especially to places in the middle of the country where they don't have access to seafood like they do here in Barcelona. But it's incredible. The quality, I mean, I was just in the grocery store looking through one of the gourmet sections. They're charging anywhere between, you know, $10 and $20 for a tin of these sardines. Or in my case, I just got some sea urchin, which looks pretty good. And I really love the anchovies. The anchovies come usually with oil and vinegar. They're just beautiful, briny, full of that sort of rich, oily unctuousness that is only present in these cans or these tins of seafood.
Why don't we get these things over here in the United States?
Funny, I'm glad that you asked that, because they do now. In fact, you know, I live in Chicago. There's a new market in my neighborhood. They're getting in frozen seafood, but they're also importing these Spanish tins of seafood. In fact, I've seen one of the brands here in Barcelona that I recognize seeing at the store in Chicago. So they are definitely expanding, and they're now available in America.
So we're talking about canned fish. You were telling us, too, that you get canned eels. How are they?
They're weird. To be honest with you, they're a little bit weird. It's more of a textural thing instead of a flavor. Now, I've eaten barbecued eel. I've eaten unagi in sushi restaurants. I love eel. But the baby eels are like the tiniest worms you've ever imagined, usually in a tapas restaurant stacked on a piece of French bread. They're, I won't say disgusting, but the baby eels, they freak me out. They're not living, but they are really weird, squishy in your mouth, and they're just not something I want to have again. The anchovies, however, the razor clams, all day long.
So you're going to pack your suitcase full of this stuff?
Not the eels, but yes, I have put some octopus in my bag, and I've got one of the sardines I have not seen before in the U.S., and definitely the anchovies, because they've got a great tradition here in Catalonia called vermut, and not vermouth the drink, but vermut is kind of a snack time before lunch, and they'll have beautifully crisp potato chips, wonderfully fruity olives, and then some anchovies or some sardines, and you'll have a little glass of wine or a beer with that, and that's like your snack before lunch. And so I want to go home and have a vermut before my lunch with olives, anchovies, and potato chips.
Steve Dolinsky, once again, leaving us hungry. Thanks.
My pleasure.
You're listening to The World.